Allah.
Ja, Rabbi Allah Habib. Ja, Prof. Allah. Natan Miksa Kapaya, Zarak Al Hashar, Emo Bakul. An Oni who manages to collect a little bit of payah and he throws it over some other payah, they aren't claiming this, and he puts his payah on top of that payah. He doesn't have any rights to it. We'll see. Napalo Allah, if he falls himself over it, says, this is mine. Or Pirei Sali Tola, or he spreads his talus over it, says, I'm claiming this. Madhavina Sami Mena, we move him out of the way. Okay, Malakat, the pain of Omer Hashikha. Suddenly the Shem Rabbi Meir, Konsimoto, Umojim in the Nata Talush. Not only does he not get what he was trying to get, but as Rosh Hashanah points out, he has a knot and he doesn't get anything. Emo Bakulun means he gets none of the payah because what he was doing was very sneaky. Because when he throws his payah over it, nobody realizes that there may be unticked comma underneath the payah that he put there. But what that does is it hides the payah from other Aniyim who see this as a pile that somebody put down, not realizing that he hasn't had a chance to really take it. So he's getting double the amount at the same time and keeping it from others that he has no right to keep it from. Atkadon Meir. Shogay? This is, okay, this is, I understand it's not the native. Would we also be Kone Shogay? Would we also be Kone Fafilu Krikun? How about if he had Krikun? In other words, he had taken his original payah, wrapped it the way one does after cutting it. So there is obviously different than the comma that's underneath. Nobody's going to need to take the three. So would we say that even there we would be Kone? Unresolved. We should have been lucky. We should not have coined Bhagavan. That in any time, in a different context. That a person can be zoka for someone else when he finds something. Now, there were two separate elements in Meshulakish. One is that there's a din of Arba Amres of Shal Adam in Meshulak. And the other is that those Arba Amres can be a kinyan for a third party. Mike, I know where do we see at least the part about being able to be kona for a third party? Because David HaMelech tells his son, "Ani ba'oni, and I, in my poverty, hafinoti lebeit Hashem zahat sikarim mea elet, I prepared for the binyan of the Beit HaMikdash 100,000 tons of gold, the ketzev alav elef alafim sikarim, and 1,000,000 tons of silver." You can add what you need to add. Now, how in the world could he be poor and do all this? Says Rav Yonah, I'm Rav Osha. What would Rav Shlokas be over here? Because, boy, he asks himself like this, Manam Kayam. I mean, what are we talking about? In the talk about Ashir, then David was already an Ashir. Don't say Aniba Ani. In the Kutsar Ba'amot, and they said the Magdish of Hashem Shalom. I mean, how could he be Magdish if he never walked over to it? It's got to be that it was already the talk of Arba Amos that he was open. And yet, nonetheless, he's saying that I was still poor. How could you be poor and still have 1,000,000 tons of gold and silver? Therefore, we can do. The only way we can understand it is he was Bhakti Krishna Rishon. As he approached each thing, he said, I want my Arbam to be Mazaka this friend. In the same way that you can be Mazaka Frankish, you can also be Mazaka to somebody else. I'm Rabbi Ovin. Rabbi Ovin says, I read something so literal. But he's going to mean property. But he means vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani ba'ani, I, the poor, meaning you. Obviously, ein ashir b'zeh misha amar v'haya olam. So he's saying that in my poverty, I was still able to give 1,000,000 tons of silver to the Beit HaMikdash. Over after another meaning also, the people ani is the shayamit aneo magdita that only shamayim. Ba'ani doesn't necessarily mean poor, It may mean a tiny, Lashon HaTinus. Okay, I'm going to I was mitzaneh, and I saved the price of today's meal, gave it to the Bishop. So, that's all it is. Chesed Rav Yaakov Bar Ivi, B'shem Rav Shimon Ben Lachish. Rav Yaakov Bar Ivi has, over here, called Haninan, Ra'oh et ha-metziyah, v'nafalo aleha. Problem, by the way, would be, and this would be backwards here.
Would you say that
that we'll see later on. But first, right now, we're worried about why he wasn't throwing it for himself, right? So, we ask over here for a Shev Reish Lakish. Says, first we'll ask from, we'll get to our mission. First we'll ask from Eil HaMetziyah. Hatanina ra'at ha-metziyah v'nafalo aleha. If somebody falls on a metziyah, who bought earlier, because he's burnt, somebody else is smart enough to grab it. This should be buzzed up. The guy who was painted, he was broken. The other guy was trying to detone it by falling on it, so there's no such opinion. But what about the Arba Amish? There's no way he could possibly have fallen on it if it wasn't within his four Amish. So therefore, it seems to the Mishnah that Reish Lakish is mistaken. Amar Leit, he protects. He should lo amar. He screw me, Arba Amish. Talking about that he never said, I want my Arba Amish to be built. He thought that he could be painted by lying on it. And that's his other opinion. Sure. Yeah, that's good. Well, what about our mission? Atani, nafalo alea, tiret palite alea, ma'avili notami mena, says we take the pay away from him. Amale, oh, the official Amale is truly our bomb, actually. So, the mission pay is also referring to where the guy didn't have a das to be kind of our bomb. He thought he could be kind of throwing pirates over it, or throwing a palace over it. That's not a king at all. But Hatani Rebishia, Shnayim Shayum Mitkapshin Ala Omen. Two people who were fighting over being Zokan Ashikha. Who bought a Niyakat Bakatfum in the camp, and another only comes and just grabs it away. Zakapo. How could he be Zokan if the other ones were there first, near Arba? Or Malay, Odi, Kishwama, you could be Arba, how much of it? Who's to say that that's not talking about the same case? The only way you're going to be able to disprove me is if somebody says that they would use to be Rav Amma to bend it
back. The question, by the way, is if the woman gets together...
Om Rav Yochanan. Zu Bigitin. Said Rav Yochanan, this whole business about being born... Arba Amma, this whole thing of Arba Amma, was only said by Gitin, it wasn't said by Kinyon. The din of Gitin, remember, is done not that a woman has to be trained to death. It just has to be in a rishon. It's the natan, it's not the katan. So therefore, there the natan is defined by within our boundaries of the woman. And you, Reish Lakish, are getting confused. Nobody ever said it was a kinyan. They just said that that's called a rishon. What does one have to do with the other? So, masha'in came to matana. But when it comes to a matana, you want to be zoka. Even in a matana, you wouldn't be zoka. And that's even where you have a doubt that there's matana. So Ruba, Rabbi Yochanan, and Ruba, the Reish Lakish. We have over here, in the case of given, a Rabusa, a Kiddush for Rabbi Yochanan, and a Kiddush for Reish Lakish. And here we have to change this to give. So Ruba, the Reish Lakish, is a Rabusa of your Reish Lakish, because Madak, a Mitziyah, where Reish Lakish said you could be Zokub of Arba Amaris, over there you don't have a Das HaKeres Machna. Change Zokub of Das HaKeres. You have to be Konek yourself, nobody's helping you, giving it to you. Nonetheless, Dalit Amay Shaladam is Zoko's law. Matana, Shazoka Bomi Dasakar, Zoko, Shakensha Dalit Amay Zerkalo. So the Matana, where somebody else is actually being mocked at you. So for sure, over there, it should be enough to get into your Rishon. That's an actual opinion. You can see why the Yerkos got very confused, because Dalit Aleph stands for Das HaKeres and for Dalit Amos. So it's easy for a sofer to have expanded the wrong one in some way. And there's also, now this should say also Reish Lakish becomes Rabbi Yochanan. Ruba de Rabbi Yochanan, this whole piece is wrong. And what it should say, according to the Ramban, is Ma imatana shezok ba'midat acheret inozok mitok arba amor. If Rabbi Yochanan says only this, which would mean that even a matana that has dat acheret mark, you will not be able to be thrown at shezok arba amor. For sure, you will not be able to be zolka the talk arba amotah. He says, Rabbi Zera, come in Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Zera asks upon Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef. So Tanina, that Mishnah about Gittin, where it says korov law and arba amotah, I got news for you. The Mishnah says the same way in Kiddushin. Now, I mean, when it comes to Kiddushin, isn't that's not just an act of Netinah, I mean, that's an act of the woman's being thrown into Kiddushin. So if Rabbi Yochanan is trying to say that Arba Amos won't be thrown in, how does he understand the Mishnah? Well, Marley, Rabbi Yusa answered him, he didn't need Kiddushin. Since it says, yes, Arba Haithah, it's telling me that the Kinyanim of Kiddushin is the Netinah as well. And as long as I get the money to the Rishus of the Isha, sufficient for it to be anything. But what the meaning of a pain ring in our clothes? The Mishnah continues on and says even more than that. And you're going to tell me about Baal Chov is also the Yatavayisam. And you can pay back your debt that way. It says Korov Lo. And the Gemara says Korov Lo means the Tokar Bahamai. Well, my life, if you said so, so what? And if the guy would have said, throw it into the yacht. That's what I want you to do with the money. Just throw it into the yam. It'll be mafu for you. Mafu? So here the guy says, throw it to me. What's mafu? Who says that he was coming? Who says it's because of the Kenyan? Maybe it's just because he said to do that. Because he said to do that, it's his responsibility. Now he throws it there, and now a wolf comes and grabs it and runs off. It's his problem. So wait, but then if that's true, me, I thought you were parodial over there. We were saying, is the hall of it. We should say that even if it fell within the four amas of the loga, I mean, the guy said throw it, so I threw it, so the loga should have retained it. And yet it says, but I mean, yet the Mishnah says, throw the loga, kayav loga. No, so what kind of cash is that? The guy said, throw it in my rishut, meaning within my arba amas, where I'm sure, like, and he didn't. He didn't do what he was told to do, but it has nothing to do with Kinyan. Omer Abiyahu, by the way, you should know that these questions, Kol Inan Hatzitvah, Zavi Rizira, Moshe Kamir of Yusa, Rish Lakish Mutha Kamir of Yochanan, you should know that Rish Lakish itself answers these questions directly to Rabbi Yochanan. The same question that Rizira asked Rabbi Yusa. The Kabbalah means? Oh, but did Rabbi Yochanan give up? No. Prophet Elohim, he gave the same exact answer. So it's just a case. And it's talking about all of these cases. Either you have to buy some of the Kiddushin or it's a dinner in the Kiva. It's got to be about all of these.